Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Stacy, for giving us the opportunity to share our experience in Bible land. Well, first of all, I would like to tell you that this trip to Israel is a divine destiny. It's providential. When we were living in Laguna Hills, we had the opportunity to travel in that land, but we skipped it, and instead we went to other places. But this time, there's no other choice but to go. Anyway, my experience to that land is wonderful, was wonderful, remarkable, exciting, and inspiring. As the plane landed in Tel Aviv, I had a mixed feeling. I knew that it was the start of a good journey. And it was a good journey and unforgettable. We went to different places. They are all unforgettable. Like Caesarea, I saw the ruins of Herod. I saw the splendor, the glory that was Herod, but everything came to pass. In this world, we came with nothing, and we're going to live with nothing. I saw the ruins, and it can only speak of the greatness of the builders. That means they were great engineers, great architects. It's unbelievable. As I was sitting on the arena, I pondered upon the past, who was sitting on the rock, that boulder, you know. What kind of people live, and who were they? I can only say they were pagans. They didn't know Christ yet. My friends, that place was really remarkable because the ingenuity of the builders never matched the force of nature. But I give them the tribute and the credit for being great. I share with you my experience at Nativity. We waited that long just to see the birthplace of Christ. And I am so thankful that God empowered me, and I never got tired. I had all the energy. I never complained. In fact, Esther was sitting, and I think she was not ready to stand all the way, because it took hours, you know, before you could get there. Anyway, as soon as I got there, I was in awe. Can you imagine being there, the place where he was born? The King of all kings never had any place to sleep, a decent place to sleep. But there was transformation. It was transformative, creative, and renewing of the mind, because it was something different. That's the birth of Christ, the Lord of the universe. I'll share with you Megiddo. Megiddo Valley is the apocalypse of the future. I'm sure you're aware that the great tribulation is going to take place. We are living in the last days, and the 3.5 years of tribulation is the greatest tribulation mankind will ever experience, because that Megiddo Valley will turn into the river of blood up to 3 feet high, because God is going to gather all nations on earth to fight there. But the good thing about it is that Christ will come and is going to stop that battle of Armageddon. So, my friends, It was chilling. It was prideful. Looking at Megiddo Valley, I knew that something's going to happen there, and it's going to happen. But we should be thankful because we had been raptured by that time. Before the Great Tribulation, there's no precedent. It can happen anytime, and we are going to escape the tribulation. But the 144,000 witnesses will save a lot of people in that short period of time. We were at Mount Olive. Again, I was struck. I was inspired because I knew that Christ is coming again to step on the Mount of Olive. What a day. He'll be coming in a white horse with the thousands of angels with him. So, in the Mount of Olive, below it is the Garden of Gethsemane. And I thought of the agony of Christ when he sweat in blood. It was the start of the torture. But then, it wasn't long. In Via Dolorosa, I thought of the agony also, the torture, the carrying of the cross. But then, that was not for a long time, because after a short while comes the victory, the resurrection, because without crucifixion, there's no resurrection. And the resurrection is the heart of the primitive gospel. And without it, we don't have to be here today, because our faith is in vain. My friends, in the Sermon on Mount, I saw the wisdom of God, because the Pharisees rejected the word, and they accused him of blasphemy. Nevertheless, God proved himself. And so in the Sea of Galilee, he proved himself because he showed miracles. He multiplied fish there. And Peter was so overwhelmed with what Christ did. In the wedding at Cana in Capernaum, Christ did a lot of miracles there. It was a celebration, the first miracle that Christ did at Cana. And on and on. So I saw also the ruins at Capernaum, that nothing lasts forever, but only the Word of God. So now we have the victory. Victory is the faith that overcomes the world. And the work is finished. So that means we don't have to struggle. In the book of Hebrew, in chapter 8, verse 12, says that he will be merciful to our unrighteousness, our sins, and our unlawful deeds, he remembers no more. So my friends, thank God that he took our sins, he died for us, the sins of mankind. Now we are in Christ, sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for us. When he was on planet Earth, he was saving. And also, he became the sacrificial lamb. But when he comes, he'll be the Lion of Judah. He's going to rule autocratically with a rod of iron. Thank you.